This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In regards to Romans 13, the giant question is, does the civil government have limits? In initially thinking about this question, an interesting problem arises for the Romans 13 conceder. That is, oftentimes the modern preacher will emphasize individual morality and completely ignore the importance of Christian civil law. In justifying so, it is often asserted that that is because in modern America, things are not that bad, and Christians involved with civil government ought to just realize how good we have it here in America. But to have that attitude is quite irresponsible. That is because if the modern preacher thinks he can just ignore the need for Christian civil law, it necessitates having to really deal with humanistic civil law on the back end, in which case there is a greater likelihood of bloodshed. The point here is that when Benjamin Franklin said, "If you can keep it," he identified how it is important to continually be on guard against tyranny. But Christians should know this point goes much deeper. We must always be on guard against humanism. If it really is the case that the governments are zero-sum, then when the people stop policing themselves, then the civil government gets larger. All that is to say that it is perfectly acceptable for the modern preacher to spend a great deal of time on self-government, family government, and church government. But it is unacceptable for the preacher to completely abandon civil law in the first place, thinking his temporary emphasis on self-government will compensate. Christian civil government should never be ignored and should be unpacked just as any other government should be unpacked. If what civil law ought to be is ignored, then instead of maintaining Christian civil law, like Benjamin Franklin was suggesting, there appears at one point in time, after generations and generations of humanism, the Christian either being a silent minority or a minority revolutionary. In either case, the result came from disobedience to God. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through DeconstructingTheColiseum.com.